Welcome to this step-by-step module on how to complete and file an L1 application using the Tribunals Ontario portal. An L1 application is used when a landlord needs to evict a tenant for non-payment of rent having previously provided the tenant with an N4, notice to end your tenancy early for non-payment of rent. The information offered in this presentation is intended as general information. It is not legal advice. Important information before filing the L1 application. Double check your N4 notice to make sure it was filled out and served to the tenant correctly. Any mistakes made on the N4 notice or an improper method of service will mean that the L1 application could be dismissed at the Landlord and Tenant Board hearing. This application can be filed with the board as early as the day after the termination date on the N4 notice. Make sure to follow the timelines, as this eviction process can take significant time to complete. Before getting started, it's important to ensure that you have all the necessary documents and information ready. This includes a valid email address that you will always have access to, a digital copy of the N4 notice served to the tenant, a digital copy of the certificate of service, and information regarding any new rent that has come due or any rent paid since serving the N4 notice. You also need your debit or credit card details to pay the filing fee, unless you plan to request a fee waiver. To access the LTB Tribunal portal, start by visiting the Tribunals Ontario website. Once on the homepage, scroll down. Click on Landlord and Tenant Board. Afterwards, scroll down and click on Go to the Tribunals Ontario portal. You will be redirected to another page where you will have to scroll down and click on Go to Tribunals Ontario portal. This will redirect you to the LTB Tribunal portal landing page, where you can either log in or create a new account. If you do not already have an account, click Create Account. Enter your email address and create a secure password that meets all the listed requirements. If you already have an account, click Log In to access your dashboard. To begin a new application, click on Create a New File. It will then ask you to specify the type of issue you want to raise. Click Landlord Tenant Board-Landlord. From the list of available options, select L1, Application to Evict a Tenant for Non-Payment of Rent and to Collect Rent the Tenant Owes. Before moving forward, you'll be asked to confirm certain conditions related to your application. If you don't check all the boxes, you won't be able to continue with your application. You will then be shown important information about the application process. Review this content carefully. Once you've gone through it and confirmed that all applicants are aware of the Tribunal's, Ontario's Access to Records policy, click Start Application to start entering your information. Here, you can use the Find Address option by inputting the postal code. You can select the correct address, then continue by entering the unit number. Be sure to double-check the city or town, as sometimes the portal inputs the incorrect information. Next, you'll need to add the landlord's details. Click the three dots in the appropriate section to input this information. If there is more than one landlord, you have the option to add another. If someone is representing you, such as a legal representative, a property manager, a friend, or a family member, their information must be added here as well. This is where the landlord's name would be inputted along with their address. If you reside outside of Canada, then check the box that says address is not in Canada. If you reside in Canada, you can use the Find Address option by inputting the postal code. You can select the correct address, then continue by entering the unit number. Be sure to double-check the city or town, as sometimes the portal inputs the incorrect information. You'll now see a section asking if you require any special services, such as French interpretation or accommodation, under the Ontario Human Rights Code. Check the boxes that apply to your situation. If none do, simply leave the section blank and continue. At this stage, add the tenant's information by selecting the option to input their details. If the mailing address is the same as the rental unit address, click Mailing Address is the same as the rental unit address. If there is more than one tenant, you have the option to add multiple. All mandatory fields marked must be completed to proceed. Click on L1, Application to Evict a Tenant for Non-Payment of Rent and to Collect Rent the Tenant Owes, and a drop-down page of what is required to be filled out will open. In the next part of the application, you'll be asked to provide details from the N4 notice you served. First, confirm that the tenant still resides in the unit. Then, select if the tenant pays monthly, weekly, or daily. Next, indicate the date you served the N4, the method of service, and the termination date listed on the N4 notice. Lastly, you'll also need to confirm the rent amount. You will be asked if you collected a rent deposit. If so, select yes and complete the necessary fields. Keep in mind that landlords must pay annual interest on rent deposits based on the rent increase guideline rate set by the province, such as 2.5% for the year 2025. The rent increase guideline rate is different every year, so ensure to check you paid the correct amount. If you have not paid any interest to last month's deposit, leave the section blank. You'll need to input the total rent owed by the tenant. Break it down by rental period, exactly as outlined in your N4 notice, unless the tenant has made a partial payment. In this case, you'd only input the amount owing to date. Be sure to also include any additional arrears that may have accumulated since serving the N4. For example, if the tenant did not pay the $1,500 in rent for May 2025, enter that amount as outstanding. The N4 notice attached should be the exact copy of the one served to your tenant. The Certificate of Service can be found on the LTB website under the Forms section. Now, upload the required supporting documents, including a copy of the N4 notice and the Certificate of Service. If you have a physical copy, scan it and save it onto your computer to upload. Once you've uploaded these files, save your application and move on to the next section. Once you've clicked on Upload Files, this pop-up page will open. Click Upload Files again, then select the document. You can only upload one document at a time. After uploading the document, select which type of document it is you are uploading. Once you have completed that, click Add Document. To add more, repeat the steps. When uploading the Certificate of Service, it will ask you, what was the method of service? Who gave the notice form to the tenant? And what date was the notice form served to the tenant? All uploaded documents should appear in the Document Manager. You'll now be shown a summary of the entire application. Take your time to review it thoroughly and ensure all the information is accurate. Once you have reviewed your application, you must input your name and the date to confirm that all the information is correct. You will also have to check the boxes in order to proceed. Next, it will then inform you on what happens after you submit the application. The current filing fee is $186. Click to proceed with entering your payment information. If you are unable to pay the fee, you may be eligible for a fee waiver. You may qualify if you receive income support through Ontario Works, ODSP, or OAS with GIS. You may also qualify if your gross household income falls below the income threshold set by the LTB. Learn more about fee waivers on their website. We recommend consenting to receive all communications from the LTB through both the portal and your email to stay up to date. Please note that this only enables the LTB to communicate with you. And that's the full walkthrough. You've now learned how to file an L1 application through the Landlord and Tenant Board Tribunal portal. For additional support, forms, and resources, visit the Landlord's Self-Help Center website. Thank you for following along.